Good morning, friends, and thank you for joining us in what we're calling a conspiracy of goodness, playing the songs and telling the stories of our nation and our hometowns, Larry Long. Recording the stories, the songs, the sounds of our communities, Brett Hughes. I'm Tom Thibodeau, and this morning we have the privilege of honoring the courage of women.
My name is Polly. I was born in Seminole County. Growing corn, my mama had me in a store. Big, long, skinny with two big feet. Walked 5 miles to school every day. Talked with schoolmates along the way. Two-room schoolhouse. 9 to 4, after school play, Persimmon War. Daddy would sing to me on the plow. I remember his songs right here and now. That I am older, think of him now, singing to me with his hands on the plow. Grandpa and Dad shot a bear in a cave. Went down to get it, both feeling brave. After they tied the wrong bear's feet, the bear chased them out, tore a hole in their seat. Daddy would sing to me on the plow. I remember his song right here and now. That I'm older, think of him now, singing to me with his hands on the plow. For Christmas we cut down a blackjack tree, wrapped it in paper all pretty and green. One pair of shoes, big and small, toothbrush, socks, handmade rag doll. Daddy honored his flag, country and all. Honored his work, big or small. Honored the right to be all you can be. Daddy passed that honor to me. Daddy would sing to me on the plow. I remember his songs right here and now. That I am older, think of him now, singing to me with his hands on the plow. Sure wish he could sing to me now.
Whether the story be of Polly from Oklahoma or stories of our own grandmothers or mothers, teachers and community leaders and organizers, all of us are blessed by the strength of women who have courage to do what is good and right and just. Sojourner Truth, born in 1797, lived until 1883. She was an abolitionist and women's right activist. She was born into slavery as Isabella Bumfrey in Squatskill, Ulster County, New York. She spoke only Dutch until she was 6, then learned English. During the Civil War, Sojourner Truth helped recruit black troops for the Union Army and tried unsuccessfully after the war to secure federal land grants for former slaves. Sojourner died on November 26, 1883, at her home in Battle Creek, Michigan. Sojourner stood up for herself. After she was released from slavery, she sold to get her children back that were taken from her. She stood up when she was riding on a trolley in Washington, D.C., and the trolley driver threw her off and broke her arm. She got up, had her arm fixed, walked up to the White House and told President Lincoln that this had to stop. This is no way to treat women. She was a forerunner to Rosa Parks. In 1851, Sojourner Truth gave a speech at the Ohio's Women's Rights Conference. 1851. And the name of that speech was, "Ain't I a Woman?" "Well, children, there is so much racket, there must be something out of kilter. I think that 'twist the Negroes of the South and the women of the North all talking about rights. The white men will be in a fix pretty soon, but what's all this here talking about? That man over there says that women need to be helped into carriages and lifted up over ditches and to have the best place everywhere. No one ever helps me into carriages or over mud puddles or gives me any best place. Ain't I a woman? Look at me. Look at my arm. I have plowed and planted and gathered into barns, and no man could head me. And ain't I a woman? I could work as much and eat as much as a man, and when I can get it, and bear the lash as well. And ain't I a woman? I have borne 13 children, seen most of them sold off to slavery, and when I cried out with my mother's grief, none but Jesus heard me. And ain't I a woman?" And then they talk about this thing in the head. What's this they call it? Intellect. That's it, honey. What's that got to do with women's rights or Negroes' rights? If my cup won't hold but a pint and yours holds a quart, wouldn't you be mean not to let me have a little half measure full? Then this little man in black there, he says women can't have as much rights as men because Christ wasn't a woman. Where did your Christ come from? Where did your Christ come from? From God and a woman. Man had nothing to do with them. If the first woman God ever made was strong enough to turn the world upside down all alone, these women together ought to be able to turn it back and get it right side up again. And now they are asking to do it, and the men better let them. Obliged to you for hearing me, and now old Sojourner's got nothing left to say. Sojourner Truth, speaking the truth with love and courage.
Oh, blessed Sojourner Truth, who lived a life of truth and courage and victory. You know, that opening song I sang, Tom, it's called Polly. It was written in honor of a school teacher named Mrs. Polly Patterson, written with students in the small town of Little, located in Seminole County, Oklahoma. On the outside of town, there's a sign that reads, "Great things happen in little places in the middle of Little America. In fact, they do, as you will hear in this next song, No One Can Keep a Good Woman Down." Written to honor the life story of Mrs. Marion Sullivan Schwartz on her 103rd birthday with students from Cashtown, Wisconsin, under the guidance of servant leader and teacher Tara Schmitz. Mrs. Marion Sullivan Schwartz was born October 18th, 1913, and lived to be 104 years of age before she passed on January 18th, 2018. The song begins with a recorded excerpt of Mrs. Marion Sullivan Schwartz, led by her great-great-grandson, Aiden Cook.
"When I was growing up, I helped with all the chores. We used to hoe the corn. So we each had a hoe and we had our own rows of corn to keep clean. Being the older, my older sister and I took care of the sisters that are smaller. We helped in the home. We used to have to pump the water and bring it in. We burned wood in the kitchen stove, so we had to carry split wood in and put it in the wood box. We had a furnace, and so there were big chunks of wood for the furnace. So it was hauling water, hauling wood. Mm-hmm. We had to chop up some kindling and bring that in. We'd go to the pig pen and pick up corn cobs, and they were good for kindling. And later on, when I was teaching at my home school, I would take an oatmeal box or something and pick up corn cobs and take them to school for kindling. We helped milk the cows, and that was taking a milk stool and a pail and milking one cow at a time. We helped plant the garden. We helped prepare the vegetables for the meals. We did some of everything to help our mother. Well, women didn't even have a right to vote, you know, when I was born. And women didn't own anything. They had no property. Everything depended on the man they married. They didn't have any real importance, I'd say. Make good use of your school years, because you are building your future. Live a good life. Be very selective in choosing your friends. There's so many people that get led astray because they get in with the wrong group of friends. Spoils their whole life. Be honest, be proud of yourself, and stay close to God. I think that's about it.
Cashton Town, no one can keep a good woman down. Cashton Town, Cashton Town, no one can keep a good woman down. Cashton Town. Stay close to God. Be selective in choosing your friends. Be someone you can depend on. Be honest, a good life you'll live. Mother taught school and so did I. Six sisters and I toiled in the field. Without a brother, we grew to be strong in these beautiful spring-fed driftless hills. Where I'm living still, Cashton Town, Cashton Town, no one can keep a good woman down. Cashton Town. Father, as I learned to read, Christmas time, everybody turned out to hear the children sing.
Teacher, nurse, a mother, a wife, that's all a woman could be. No right to vote, no right to own, everything depends.
Women today have more opportunities. Cashton Town, Cashton Town, no one can keep a good woman down.
master's degree while milking cows with four children in the barn. My husband, not too thrilled with me, yet the money I earn saved the family farm. When the sparks flew, we had to get out with a teacher's wage, paid the bills. Together we rebuilt the house made of oak, and it's standing still on this organic farm in these driftless hills. Cashton Town, Cashton Town, no one can keep a good woman down. Cashton Town, ooh, ooh. From hauling water, wood and corn cobs, to the times we are living today. In a world that moves so fast, at 104 years of age, everything changes yet still remains. Make good use of your years in school. You are building your future today. Always do the best you can do. Your future depends on you. Cashton Town, Cashton Town, no one can keep a good woman down. Cashton Town, Cashton Town, no one can keep a good woman down. Cashton Town, ground. Cashton Town, ooh. No one can keep a good woman down. Cashton Town, ooh. Living on driftless ground. Cashton Town, ooh. No one can keep a good woman down.
Mrs. Pauline Johnson, Mrs. Marion Schwartz, Mrs. Sojourner Truth. We are surrounded by strong, courageous women from our past and our present. Let us be grateful and appreciative. It is my privilege and blessing to work with the granddaughter of Mrs. Marion Schwartz, Dr. Sarah Cook, Vice President of Academic Affairs at Viterbo University. Never can keep a strong woman down, keeps moving us forward with dignity and grace. Thank you so much for listening today.
You know, Tom, as that old labor hymn written by immigrant women called Bread and Roses, there's a line in the song that sings, "The rising of the women is the rising of us all. The rising of the women is the rising of us all." And I believe that to be true. Thank you all so much for listening. Have a great week. And thank you for all that you do.
And until we meet again, peace and all good.
You have been listening to Conspiracy of Goodness with Larry Long and Tom Thibodeau, produced and recorded by Brett Hoos. For more information about Larry and Tom, please visit www.larrylong.org and www.tomttalks.com. We look forward to being with you next week. Thank you for listening.